Avera Health is removing its South Dakota hospitals, clinics, and physicians from the Sanford Health Plan. The January 1st change means people who have Sanford insurance won't have coverage if they go to Avera's providers. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina reports, it's the latest development in a healthcare clash between the state's two largest health systems.
Avera leaders estimate their decision to stop participating with Sanford Health Plans affects between 1,000 and 1,500 families. They're the latest people affected by a back and forth between Sanford and Avera, organizations that each include both healthcare providers and insurance companies. Rob Bates is Executive Vice President of Insurance Services at Avera. He answers my question about the relationship between the two health systems.
Considering people who have Avera and Dakota Care plans are no longer able to get coverage at Sanford, and now people who have Sanford health coverage are no longer able to get coverage at Avera, on the surface it seems like a tit for tat. Can you just respond to that?
Sure. Well, there's no question that Sanford's decisions were a catalyst for our decision, but it goes well beyond that. Actually, we've discussed this decision to pull our providers from Sanford's health plan. We've discussed this multiple times over the years, and we didn't think until now it made any sense to consider that. But it kind of comes back to the other systems in town now are narrow. They focus on Avera, wants to focus on their providers to do these innovative care models, just as Sanford has done really with their decisions. And so this really aligns us, I think, as a system to do more innovative things with our employed physicians that can impact the care and the quality and the cost of care that we deliver to our patients. So the time was right, and there's no doubt that the decision that Sanford made sort of accelerated and mm-hmm. got us talking about making this decision.
Bates says nationally, insurance products that are successful have limited networks of providers.
This is not a South Dakota phenomenon. This is a national trend, and even Wellmark recently acknowledged that when they stepped away from the individual market on the exchange. They acknowledged the fact that we just can't compete with these narrower value-based networks.
That means plans allow fewer choices within their insurance coverage. Avera's chief medical officer, Dr. Tad Jacobs, says people still have healthcare choices.
The decision that they have to make is, am I willing to pay a little higher premium to see my doctor that I'm continuing to see now, or pay a lesser premium and see somebody else? And that ultimately is an individual decision, and those are hard things.
Jacob says he knows the decision creates hardship for people who have Sanford insurance but utilize Avera's physicians and facilities. He says he's sorry for that, but says the move is within Avera's values.
Part of that mission is being good stewards for the dollars that patient entrust in us through premiums, to make sure that we're able to provide them value at the lowest cost. And so when we talk about focusing within our insurance offerings that we'll have through our health plans, it goes beyond just saying, well, we're going to make those premiums cheaper. It's ways to engage patients in a deeper way to help avoid significant illnesses in the future that will drive their costs higher.
Changes at Sanford and Avera to stop accepting the other system's insurance happen on January 1st. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.